entertaining talk radio, broadcast on the internet. This is HearUsTalk.com, the thing you do with your ears and the place to be.
Hello to all my fans. Thanks for sending me your letters. I really enjoy reading them while setting your fucking houses on fire. Keep your fucking opinions to yourself. I know I'm awesome. Enjoy the DJ New Style Show, you fucking dickheads.
Oh, snap! Yes. Yes! Welcome, welcome, one and all, to your Tuesday Night Miracle. That's right, this is the DJ New Style Show. Exclusively on Hear Us Talk. That's HearUsTalk.com. The thing you do with your ears and the place to be. Thanks for checking out our little podcast here. Thanks for downloading this, listening to it as it's recording. However you're absorbing this into your brain that could be doing better things, just know that it's greatly appreciated. Facebook.com/TheDJNewStyleShow. With me as always, every time, your friend, my friend, a guy named Steve. Steve, how you doing tonight, buddy? What's going on? Everything good for you? Everything good, Steve?
I'm doing as well could be, I guess.
As well could be?
As well could be. Could well be good. I guess I'm doing good.
You're doing all right, Steve.
Doing fine. Doing fine.
Don't sell yourself short. You're doing just goddamn fine. I've been watching you, Steve. I know you're doing okay.
Hey, you know what? I'm a happy man. Can't complain.
You're alive. You're breathing.
Yeah. I woke up.
You did. Congratulations.
That's the moral of the story. That's the moral.
By the way, this will make two shows that we congratulated you for being alive.
Hey, yo, if more people congratulated me on being alive daily, I would be a much happier person.
Well,
I think everyone should congratulate everyone else that is alive next to them.
There's some people that don't necessarily need that. Congratulations.
Well,
Amanda and I decided to have a luxurious, exquisite dinner at a local eatery called Panera Bread, which is just known as Panera.
Bacon turkey bravo, baby.
It's pretty good. However, we decided on, I don't know, some the fuck me steak. I don't know what the stupid names. I don't know what it's called.
Steak? I don't know what it's called. I gotta try it, though.
Some kind of new sandwich. It has steak in it with cheese.
Sounds good to me.
Yeah, there was a table of two couples. I guess they're out on a little double date. And,
double date?
Yeah,
Oh, let's have a double date between our two parties.
Did you hear that, Tina?
We'll be close friends for life.
Do you hear Tina and Ryan got a dog? They got a dog.
You ever notice both guys on a double date don't give a shit about what the current topic is? What's on the fucking menu?
Not even that. I didn't hear them say one fucking word. Actually, the only things I heard these two guys say, like, they didn't look at each other. But they had a conversation while just staring off into space. I observed these people because I was amazed. I was amazed that they weren't already thrown in jail for beating their respective spouses or girlfriends for just never shutting up or giving a shit. I heard them say the name Kevin James twice. That's it.
Oh, man.
Kevin James. Do you think they're going to bring the dog? Oh, my God, I never thought of that. Well, they just got one. If I got one, I might have to bring the dog. Should I call them and say, I heard you got a dog? How many times? How many times? Just say, hey, you know, Tina, you know, Ryan? Yeah, they got a dog. they did? Yeah, what kind of dog? Good dog, I don't know.
Oh, cool.
Cool. How's your fucking soup? Did you drown in it yet? Did I wake up and my dream became reality? Are you choking on that fucking Sonoma stew? Whatever the fuck they call it. How's your fuck me steak? Whatever it is. I don't know.
Fuck me steak sandwich.
Yeah. Yeah. So those people should never be congratulated on being alive unless it was done sarcastically. Oh, you're alive.
And then you just give a straight blank face.
That's great.
Wonderful.
Another day of hearing about fucking Ryan and Tina and their goddamn dog. Are they gonna bring him? Are they gonna to bring you to the party. Yeah, they're going to bring a fucking dog. And, like, it's a big deal. If they bring a dog or they don't fucking bring a dog, we're trying to choke down this fucking soup that came out of a bag that I used to thought was just bubbling in some cauldron. Just magical strip mall soup.
That's the wild, wild west, wild, wild bean rice soup.
Whatever. It's the fucking... To it's have a callback, wild. A little callback to episode 323. It's the pussy stain chowder. Just a big shout out to Graffito Tiger Pussy Stain. Somebody out here in New Jersey appreciates your work. Steve, a lot of things, a lot of stuff, a lot of doings. I've been listening to Geeks of Rage Show, geeksofrageshow.com. Our buddies, they talk about the things that irritate them. They talk about video games, and they do it in such a way that it's really enticing. And I fancy myself a guy who likes video games. If I ever have to fill out a list of interests, undoubtedly, somewhere in the comma delimited string of words and phrases will be video games.
Near the end.
It'll be in there. Somewhere.
It'll be near the end.
Yeah.
Because I know how you are. What do you mean? How you are.
What do you mean you know how I am?
You're not the guy that would get into a video game and put the delimited string in that you like video games first while you're playing a video game you like. Nah, that'll be in like 98 out of 100.
So you're saying that I'm not that into video games that it has to be the first thing I think of when I'm.
No.
What are you into?
No, I would say you're very into video games, but I think you would not say.
Yeah, you're right. You're absolutely right. I want to appear to be some kind of man of several interests and skills, but really, I just like burning my mind and creativity with stupid controllers and moving pictures. That's what
I
want
to
do.
I think that happens to everybody at one point. Like, you just find a retarded game. I'm sorry, a mentally challenged game.
Is there a problem with saying retard?
Just this dumb game. That you
Hold
want
on.
To play.
Is this something that you're doing? Like, you know how people decide to not eat chicken after they see the KFC video? Or they see a Go Veg bumper sticker and they're like, it's cruel! Eating meat is cruel! And then they fucking have a McRib in their mouth 2 days later.
Oh my god. Yo, I'm not a vegetarian or anything, but I still wouldn't eat a McRib.
Really? You can't...
I used to love McRibs. I had a recent one.
They have gamed the entire country. They used to have it as a regular item. It was a regular item on the menu, and they're like, you know what? We can't swing all that pressed pork.
They brought it out. They brought it out for a good year. Yeah. It was just a standard item. They took it off the menu.
Yeah.
They Trader Joe'd before Trader Joe Trader Joe'd.
Exactly.
Exactly. Is what they did.
They made some bullshit excuse like they couldn't afford the Grill Mark paint or whatever the fuck it is. And every year.
It was like pressed into a mold.
Every year they come out with the, hey, why don't you have a Dr. Pepper? Because we have that now. And by the way, why don't you just throw one of these fucking McRibs down your goddamn throat?
Everyone's like, oh, McRib, I remember. It was so great. And you know what?
Yeah.
McRib has never lived up to the original McRib the first time you have a McRib.
Yeah, it's true. And it's got.
And it's only if you the first time you had a McRib was like in 1997.
To be honest, I think it's been a year or two since I actually was convinced enough to try the McRib again. Don't they have a special bun for it? It's a little more coarse. There's some kind of like grit to it. I don't really know. Or is it just the same standard fucking... airy mashed potato bun. That fucking terrible.
It's that right angle triangle bun. It's actually a rectangular bun with sesame seeds.
Oh, that's right. It's oblong. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. There's some kind of difference to it.
No, it's rectangular, but it's like the exact same one that Burger King uses for any one of its chicken sandwiches.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. And then they show you people eating it and it's half wrapped. Like, you're going to be that classy to peel it down slightly and hold on to it. By the way, we are recording this before a live audience on Hear Us Talk. It's hearustalk.com. And in the chat room, our friend Goatweed, who is shocked that we're live this week, as he should be.
Goatweed is hardcore. Goatweed's always on.
Goatweed is probably the king. Okay? He says that, and I'm wondering if he thinks it's from the same source, but he says McRibs start out like McNuggets. It's just pink goop that gets put into a fucking Play-Doh mold. I've seen
that
pink goop.
That is scary shit right there.
It is. It really is. And I saw some special with, I think, Jamie Oliver, where he's like, yes. It's pink goop, and they grind up the chickens, and it's disgusting. And they showed... They showed this to children, like some kind of a pussy version of Scared Straight. And then they're like, I would never want to eat chicken nuggets.
Diabetic.
Yeah. And then he's like, and this is how I would make a chicken nugget. And he cuts up a chicken breast and fries it. And they're like, okay, now who wants these, the nuggets I made? And who wants these McDonald's chicken nuggets? And they all ate the fucking McDonald's nuggets. It didn't matter that they just had eight Play-Doh made out of fucking that was an animal.
Yep, and it is Play-Doh. It's like that Play-Doh factory that you get. What is it? Where you can just like
it actually
how it gets extruded and then just cut it with a little like Play-Doh knife that you try to stab your friends with.
Yeah, maybe make it into like a crackly pasta that's shaped like a star.
No, no, that's chicken.
No, I'm saying the Play-Doh mold. You put the little star thing on, like the little open asshole, and it comes out like a long spaghetti that's shaped like a star, and it's crackly. It's got that little shit crack in the middle.
Yeah, it's amazing.
Yeah, it's actually pretty nice. Yeah, because
you couldn't stuff it in the top part good enough.
Oh, he's putting the link right there from HuffPo. We want to be cool and say HuffPo, guys. It's the mechanically separated chicken McNugget. Nothing sounds tastier.
Separated.
Nothing sounds tastier than mechanically separated. And I like how they'll call it the chicken McNugget, and the honey sauce has like the little fucking the beehive honey spoon thing on it.
It's not even honey.
Like it's homespun. Like somebody
corn syrup with honey seasoning.
Yeah, someone really just scaled a tree to get you your flavoring. For your terrible fucking nuggets. And I just want to point out that someone named Debit in the Heroes Talk chat room just decided to let us know a little something about bats. This is what this person typed.
About bats?
Bats are the only mammals that can fly and are the species with the highest rate of homosexuality. Hashtag bat facts. Well, thank you for that. I wonder what a bat nugget would taste like.
Does that mean Batman's gay?
If you go on how, I don't know. Yeah.
There's gotta be some proof there.
I don't know.
There's internet proof that Batman's gay from that site. Sure. Never read it.
I guess this line of conversation and theorization would probably go over well at some kind of a fucking con or at Funfest. You'd be able to say, well, obviously who keeps a boomerang in a tool belt and has a little dude? I don't really care. To be honest, are you a comic book guy? Do you identify with comic book people at all?
Because, all right, I've been to comic book conventions. I've been to all sorts of retarded conventions in my
easy with the words. Days. God, there's people almost. That could hear this.
Convention? Wait, what did I say?
You said retarded. And I like how you're the one who censored yourself when you said it before. But the minute somebody, you think of somebody who's dedicated their life to fucking Green Lantern, you right, can't resist. You know
what? All right. Just to break it down to anybody who's listening.
Break it
in
down.
In the 80s, there was two words, retarded and gay.
Yes. All right.
Retarded and gay meant the exact same thing.
And you never wanted to be both.
No, you didn't want to be both, but it had nothing to do with your sexual orientation or your intellect.
Yeah, especially those years where even straight dudes would wear the Parker Lewis can't lose shirts. Nobody could tell.
Synchronized swatches, yes. Sirs.
Those fucking drapery shirts that have no business. And I'll admit
Coronemic.
It. I'll admit it right here, okay? I owned more than one of those shirts and wore more than one of those shirts.
It was a good show. I liked it.
I had older sisters, and they thought I'd be cool, okay? Not so successful wearing the goddamn Parker Lewis can't lose shirt. Jesus Christ. What happened? Where did they go wrong? Anyway, I'm sorry. So, yeah, there was gay and retarded. Those are the two descriptors used in the 80s.
Yeah, and they meant the same exact thing.
Yeah.
Like, you could do just some action where you just look like a klutz, you know, and, like, now we just call you just a klutzy asshole. No, back in, like, 1987, you were either gay or retarded. Didn't mean you liked sucking off guys. Didn't mean you were, you know, had a genetic brain defect.
Yeah, but retarded got out of the 80s and 90s. People still use retarded. Yeah. They use it proudly.
Yeah, I'd say so.
They don't refer to, you know, Down syndrome people. I mean, it's not like somebody says retarded and follows it up with an impression of a retard. Whereas in the 80s, when you're saying there were only two words, in the 80s, that was something that was always done. You never said retarded without making fun of Life Goes On. And fucking and Corky rapping Public Enemy at a school fucking play, whatever the fuck that was. Fight the power.
Yeah, but we all loved Corky. That was the thing. Like,
yeah,
we would say the word retarded every day about our best friends. I remember, go home and watch, you know, Life Goes On.
I remember they had a program, I guess, to promote education and to encourage kids to do their homework and all that. It was called A Plus for Kids. I don't even know what it was. I just know it was called A Plus for Kids. And
I remember the commercial.
After every show, the star of the show would do like almost a live read over the credits for these things. And I distinctly remember during an episode or during the credits of an episode of Life Goes On, they had Corky and somebody wrote this for him. He didn't just fucking ad lib this. He didn't just go into a studio with no papers and just say,
see his eyes going left to right as he's saying this.
I got this. It was a voice. It was a recorded voice.
It wasn't even his face.
Yeah, he didn't just wing this one. Somebody wrote this for him. He said, "Hey, Life Goes On is the sponsor of A Plus for Kids. Wow, I wish I could get those grades."
Wow.
I remember that.
Explains it very well.
And nobody else ever said that. Like, none of the other characters on any of the other shows yearned for better grades or grades as good as the thing they were promoting. Just the retarded guy. And someone cruel enough to write that for him to say. Cruel or amazing. You decide. True. Well, it worked. I remembered that shit, although I don't know what A Plus for Kids was all about. I'm assuming it's to encourage people that are watching shitty sitcoms to maybe read a shitty book. But either goddamn way, Steve, I don't know what we were talking about. You were talking about the retards at the comic cons.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Like, you go to a comic con, and it's just like, the first time you go, it's just like if you go to a computer convention where they have, like, cheap computer products, everyone just reeks. Like, I'm sorry, but the nerd community really needs to shower twice as much.
Yeah, that's
because
true.
I've been to like gatherings of these people, and you know what? I include myself among you, but I don't include myself among the showering. Like, I'm 97th percentile.
Yeah,
because these people, like, it's not even like if you dirtbag one day, they'll put on deodorant. No, they dirtbag hard, and it stinks.
I worked at a computer lab in college, the earlier years of my college career, whatever you want to call it, and some of these people were my colleagues. I worked with a few of these people, and they'd play the same video games I'd play. I used to play Diablo, a multiplayer kind of role playing
dungeon crawler.
You have a goddamn character, you level them up, you can go around and chat with other people. And I remember, hey, this new kid started up. Oh, and he plays some of the games I play. Hey, why not join us as we're playing? And we would have a stronger group and be better at the game, whatever. Why? The same reasons you'd play with anybody else.
Two are better than one.
Exactly. So I remember distinctly the first time we were playing with this dude, he said, "Hey, hold on, AFK, three men." And we said, "Well, why?" He goes, "Shower."
What? I didn't think he showered 3 minutes.
And he was back in 2 minutes. And I'm thinking, well, that's pretty fucking weird. Okay, whatever. This dude fucking stank so fucking bad. And by the way, this was after one day of work. We only started playing with this dude online after one day at work. So we didn't really notice it because maybe he was trying to get some first impression, or maybe he just happened to have not been close enough, or the AC wasn't on to blow his fucking stank cloud into us. His fucking fetid, just sour armpits weren't blown into our faces. But
pickled armpit.
You know, you get the semester ends. You're working in the summer, inventorying all the shit. Moving boxes, doing a little bit of mildly physical work, and maybe some of us would sweat. Well, this guy came to work sweating. Like, he woke up sweating.
Oh, and Patrick Ewing.
Exactly. Except white and more like Peter Jackson. And there were rumors that he left his previous school because he threatened to gut someone like a fish and wear them as a hat.
Wow.
And we asked
I'm sure he read that somewhere.
No, I'm sure he did. He didn't come up with that on his own. Out of just sheer rage.
Lick is pretty. Yeah, that's borderline psychotic.
So that's the rumor following this guy around, and he stinks. And we kind of wonder, like, well, why would someone get so mad at somebody for that? And so we said, hey, we heard that you got, like, we're fucking stupid. We're fucking dumb. We said, hey, we heard you got kicked out of a certain college that ends in
Hall. You probably pulled out a little piece of paper and a pen.
That ends in Hall in New Jersey. Did I just give it all away? And he's like, yes, I did. I was being disrespected, so I came with my gutting knife, and I told her, if you don't stop, I will gut you like a fish and wear you as a hat. And I was expelled. He said in matter of fact, and this is after a week of using box cutters next to the dude, just throwing fucking box cutters into cardboard boxes to see like who could get closer to the middle. This dude had a knife thing. I think I just fucking put goddamn Steve on hold, I think. I don't even know what the fuck I did. I really don't even know. Oh, fuck. Sorry, Steve. There we go. 316-768-4472. You're on the DJ New Style Show with Steve. Who's this?
This is Clayton from Texas. Or, as I'm just starting to say, hi, I'm Clayton and I'm 35.
No.
Yeah, let's not do that. By the way, Steve,
we'll skip that part of it.
Hold on. Clayton, before you get into this, happy birthday, first and foremost.
Oh, shit, happy birthday, dude.
Well, that's why he said it. second of all, Steve, I sent a little piece of podcasting equipment to Clayton for his show, Hate Us Talk, hateustalk.com. And
last week.
And he said, hey, got the headphone amp. Amazing piece of machinery. Thank you, sir. And this was before I posted episode 323. It's a fine piece of machinery.
That's a fine
dad piece. Right there in that skewer.
Yeah, and so he responds to my tweet, said, dude, you have no idea how much I enjoyed that last time. Check out the latest episode. So I'm listening, which is funny throughout regardless. And it hit that spot, and I went through it just because I guess it's such a parlance of my area that I didn't even catch it at first until I realized, oh, my God, I fucking said the same goddamn line. Holy shit. I just walked right into that motherfucker.
I bet you he was stroking the feet on it and looking at the plug, how well it fits in the back. It's an amazing piece of machinery.
It really wasn't that. I just did a lot of goddamn buttons on some little bitch.
There you go. And then you went and pinned a squirrel to an oak tree with a 100-pound crossbow. And he died right there next year.
Goddamn died right there.
Yeah.
Goddamn fine piece of machinery.
Yeah.
Yeah, man, what a fucking nightmare. But like, what y'all talking about, like just the unwashed mass of people. When I was in college, I remember distinctly going down because being a civil engineer, going out of the civil engineering lab.
And Indians and like, Asians.
What's that now? I missed that.
I just said Indians and Asians in engineering school.
Yep.
Yes, there you go. Well, I was just about you know, ran into a few Asian gentlemen there. And it was probably about, it was definitely winter time. It was fucking freezing outside. I mean, I realize that freezing for us might be different for y'all, but for me, it was, it might as well have been, you know, Antarctica.
55 degrees.
Anyway, yeah, it's 50 degrees, and I'm sitting there just freezing my ass off. Anyway, it's freezing nonetheless. And there's this Asian gentleman, fellow, walking around in a pair of shorts and a T-shirt. And a guy sitting next to me at the lab goes, Jesus Christ, like, it's freezing outside. How the fuck did that guy, like, how the fuck, he's in a pair of shorts and a T-shirt. And I looked at him and I go, no, you're not getting it. Like, that guy's not going anywhere, dude. Like, you didn't realize, like, he hasn't left the building. He's not going to leave the fucking building. I said, go check the fucking bathroom. So I said, I'm dead serious. We go to the fucking bathroom. I'm, like, shaving kids and shit in the fucking bathroom.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah. He and a few of his ilk of that persuasion were cleaning themselves and toweling off and whatnot, using the bathroom as like a mini shower.
Toweling off is so disgusting a phrase. I was just toweling off. There's two visuals that come to mind. The hobo that is trying to keep respectable for as long as he can.
He's got a wet towel.
And the dude who just is all about being naked in the gym. Just toweling down. Just patting himself dry.
Not even like no. Not even in the gym. Like just a guy that is naked way too easily in front of everybody.
Yeah,
you know, like especially in college, you always had a guy that just walked around and like I lived in a dorm that had like communal showers in the middle of the dorm, so like you had to walk in back to your room, and that guy didn't give a fuck. He just walked the first floor. But naked, it'd be parents' weekend. He did not give a shit.
Yeah,
he would just walk butt naked. I don't know that.
That didn't happen by me. I gotta say that did not happen by me. And if it did, it would have been squashed fast.
My dad
guy would not exist in my area.
Yeah, you know what, dude? I don't know about that.
You know, Mr. Naked. Mr. Naked would not last in the Northeast.
No, he does. He thrives actually. he does quite all right. I went to a gym. I was a member of the gym my dad joined a while back, and there was a guy who, I don't know if you remember the movie Me, Myself, and Irene. Do you remember the albino guy, Milky?
Yes.
There you go.
Okay. There was an albino guy that looked exactly like Milky, except he always had a frightened expression on, and he was always naked, and he would always just walk too close to people.
And he was a serial killer?
No, he was just always naked, and I never saw the dude fucking work out. I only saw him walking to the fucking locker. Like if we were finishing our workout and we were going to the locker to get our shit, maybe take a piss, the dude would either be walking in already there or leaving, and he had the same like frightened expression, and he would never blink, and he would hug the corners like a NASCAR guy would hug the corners to get in on somebody to cut the distance he has to drive. He would do that, but around people, and he'd be completely nude. And
that's fantastic.
One time he tried to do that to my dad. My dad actually called him Chief. he goes, hey, none of that shit here, Chief.
Yo, Chief is definitely like a...
He never tried it again on my dad.
That's a great name.
None of that shit here, Chief.
Chief is great.
Yeah.
Fucking frightened, you know, poor guy.
Wouldn't you say, though, that like, then all of us at some point have like a less than clean phase? Well, you know, just a less than...
Yeah, like...
You know, we always want shower down.
Pretty much at this point in my life, if you see me on a weekend... there's a very good chance that I'm not showered. There's a very good chance. If I'm wearing sneakers and a t-shirt on the weekend, pretty good chance I haven't showered. Unless I'm like, if I'm within 20 minutes of my home, if I had to travel somewhere, I can't take the scent coming off of myself. I'm fucking foul. I'm disgusting. But I'm nowhere near the stank of these people that you were talking about, Steve. The comic book fans.
No.
And by the way, that guy that I worked with at the lab, he got written up for being smelly. Dude, like, my boss had to sit him down and talk to him about fucking hygiene. This is college. The dude was 20 years old.
No,
I had to say, you have to you have to wash yourself. Dude. Like, you have to. There's a certain, like, hygiene. And he, like, would come in and his hair would be just soaked. And you could tell that either he got caught in the rain or he just, like, just leapt out of the shower and came out there. But he still fucking smelled. It's like maybe it's like a has a fucking thing. I don't know. Maybe there's some kind of disorder.
Like, Axe was invented by God for a reason.
Axe was invented by God.
Yeah, well, no.
No, it wasn't invented by God.
It was invented by a scientist that knows a lot of shit.
Well, cuz if you're going to play that game, God invented the fucking odor.
Yeah. You know? Yes. Yes.
You're going to say that God
was Darwin.
And wasn't the purpose of the odor to attract people? Isn't that didn't they try to pass that off as a secondary sex characteristic? So sexy. Now it's got now you have to smell like fucking ocean rain or rug something rugged and then some landscape feature. Mountain or woods.
Yeah, you know what? Hey, I never realized until you said it right now that I can't go buy soap anymore. You just can't buy fucking soap. It's got to be like some kind of, and it's got to have some kind of frilly shit in it. You can't just buy, can I get soap that looks like soap? This shit looks like goddamn like radioactive material. You know what I mean? Like, you can't just buy fucking soap.
Yeah, definitely. And that's something you don't want to get caught doing, especially in your area. Is that
no,
right?
No. I mean, there's the emo people have kind of started to like filter through here, and they're pretty unwashed. Motherfucker, this one at my house last night. Friend of my wife's. Well, no, actually, a friend of my wife's friend or whatever brought him over, just a douchebag. And it's like, just, you know. And it's funny, I find it. This son of a bitch, hey, I swear to God, one of her friends came over and he's like 21 years old trying to tell you how things are. I've never wanted to punch a goddamn grown man in the face before that bad.
At a fishing hole.
Goddamn beta hook, motherfucker. Beta hook.
That's how country bars roll. Yeah, they buy their soap. Don't smell like a piece of shit. I'm sorry. I can't do this to him anymore. You know, I'm sorry, Clayton. I apologize. Here's the thing. He's been dieting and training for fucking like 2 years now, and just waiting for the point where he can go and just fucking
crack.
Burn a copy of that CD and break it over my fucking increasingly pudgy face.
I'll just show up one day. I'll show up one day and say, hey, remember that fucking CD? Here it is, motherfucker. No.
For the day where he's at his peak, like prime physical condition.
Yep, that's it. He's been
Jersey.
He's been.
Hey man, that's how
training.
Country boys can survive, dude. You got to be in shape. You got to be ready.
That's right. That's how country boys.
You got to be ready for that Mexican come across the border.
Boy.
God damn.
Boy? Are you a good old boy or a country boy?
Now, when you listen, you did listen to episode 323. When Steve heard his friends describe themselves as good old boys, what was your reaction? Knowing that they're born and raised.
Did you
in
hear
Jersey.
That? I hope you heard that.
Look, I've never heard anybody. Never refer to themselves as, we're just good old boys.
Ugh. Okay.
Like, I've heard other people, like, it's, hey, well, he's a good old boy. You know what I'm saying? But usually you're talking about, like, an older guy. Yeah. Hey, he's a good old boy. Like, no big deal. But that's, I don't know. No.
Dude, you know what? Clayton's.
Queers call themselves. That's what they say. Guys.
No.
The guys that call themselves, like, it's like they say, we're the gang called a bunch of queers. That's how they just say, like, hey, goddamn, we're just a bunch of good old boys. You know? Like, people are like, they'll hang out in a group, but they're also loners. They're not going to associate. Like, just like we joked about that one day about like line dancing. No grown ass man is going to fucking line dance. That's
you mean they don't click their heel, point their toe, and then fucking nod?
No,
take their hat off their head, and like, someone throws does a twirl, grab their belt buckle, and do that little fucking squat dance?
Actually, hey, you got to do what you got to do to get laid. I'm not doing that. I'm sorry. It's the queerest thing I've ever seen.
Well, whatever, dude. You ain't getting no pussy. I'm sure. Yeah, I'm sure all the top shelf goddamn poontang is going line dancing.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I'm sure the people, all the chicks that are line dancing had just spent 12 hours crafting.
You're right. They're all going square dancing.
They have fucking a room full of spools of yarn, and they do needlepoint. They're not into fucking people, and they're so undesirable. Dude, I got laid going line dancing. Well, goddamn. Fuck.
No, but anybody that calls themselves, we're just good old boys, shut up.
We're just good old boys. Me and Steve.
No, you know what? Clayton's Texas swerve on the whole thing completely lines up what I expected when I heard this for the first time. He's like, yo, fuck these guys instantly.
And so it was like your roommate from Italy basically admonishing the New Jersey Italians for
absolutely
doing
yeah
their stupid over-the-top, I'm in the mafia shit.
Yeah, gabagool. Yeah. We'll have some gabagool or some mutz.
Yeah,
you could take your good old boys from New Jersey or whatever, set them down here, like just transplant them, sit out here. It wouldn't take more than three or four like verbal conversations, and they would be totally ostracized. Like, damn Yankees! You could tell, regardless of how their accent sounds, you could tell by the way they talk or what they say.
They had this weird suspicious Southern accent. Ugh. Which they should not have, because they just explained to me how they were living in New Jersey, like their whole family lineage is from New Jersey. How do you have a Southern accent?
Do you think you just develop it after, like, you know, I don't know.
No!
Just spending your time in the woods for a certain amount of time?
Because
the guy Phil who killed a squirrel had that same accent. Like, it's not isolated.
No. Maybe
he hung out with a lot of real Southerners, like, and he learned how to really fucking get between the third and fourth rib of a squirrel with a skewer.
You know what? I've eaten squirrel. I'm not going to call it a skewer.
Why not?
Wouldn't you say, though, it's the same thing, like, you see it here occasionally. You'll see a white guy that's talking like a black guy.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? And it's the most disturbing thing I've ever seen, like, you know,
they're the most racist guy around.
Yeah. And
I don't know what you're talking about.
I was sitting at a house, and this guy walks in and starts talking, and you look at him, what's wrong with you? He's like, yo, that kind of, he's shucking and jiving. I said, yo, what are you
shucking and jiving?
What are you doing? I'm like, why don't you talk like a grown-up? Like, you know, just
a grown
up. Like, we're not children anymore. Like, what are you doing? Like, he's talking to you like he's in some kind of rap video. Like, Jesus Christ, calm down.
Jesus.
Fuck.
Well,
easy.
Yeah, I don't know. I wish I could have been there for the dressing down this dirty guy got at my job. And I also wish I could have been there for Clayton's friend who was acting more urban than Clayton cared for. These are moments
urban
I'll never be able to witness. Yes, urban. Do you have a problem
urban
with that, Steve?
Urban Outfitters.
I won't say that he was shucking and jiving.
Shucking and jiving.
And really blacking up the room.
Shucking and
he
jiving.
He was acting a little.
Definitely.
He was acting
just,
on his urban
tonight
influences.
Yes.
That's
yo. God damn. Well, Clayton.
God damn, they were all shucking
and
jiving.
Thank y'all. Thank y'all very much. I'll leave y'all alone. HatersTalk.com.
HatersTalk.com.
I'll catch you tomorrow night.
All right. Everybody, be sure to check it out. They do their show Wednesday nights. And guess what? Hear us talk. You can join their conversation. You can see it as it happens. You can interact. Just like Goatweed. And just like Clayton from Texas. And just like our man, Debit, who's quick to swing with a fucking bat fact. Okay? They have the highest rate of homosexuality in animals, okay? In mammals, you sons of bitches.
I thought there was another one.
That would be the good old boys.
The good old boy
facts?
We just learned that.
Good old boy facts.
Little boy facts.
Yeah, the nerds are very smelly people, Steve, and they like their little things. But it's not going to, the fact that they stink isn't going to deter me, because I've been listening to Geeks of Rage, and it's kind of making me want to get back into playing video games. Now, I have a lot of systems. I have a lot of computer games. I have a lot of games that I can play. I have a lot of shit that I can do.
I hear that.
Xbox. I have StarCraft 2. I can just jump into that realm. Get good at it. I'm the type of gamer that, like, I don't care about the story. I care more about the skill that I have. That I care about honing a certain skill related to a game. I like competing and defeating people. I enjoy that. I get more of a charge out of doing that.
You need multiplayer.
Yes, I like multiplayer.
You need multiplayer.
I need it. So I decided to start competing in some games. One nice. Particular. To just really, you know, increase my prowess.
Semi-pro? Are you a semi-pro competitor?
No, listen. I'm just a guy that wants to get better at games. I'm just a man. I play some video games.
With your Facebook friends?
No. I play on a video game console. It's pretty good.
With a server that has rankings?
Yeah, I mean, the system has rankings, sure. Okay. It does. And you can definitely be ranked. And I'm climbing my way up. I'm doing well.
Cool. Are you friends with all your same friends on that video game service that you are on?
I don't have any friends because I don't know. I don't know how to add them.
That's the way I am on everything.
I don't know how to add them on Wii. Okay, the game I'm playing is fucking Dr. Mario on the Wii, and I'm playing Dr. Mario on Wii. There's something I bought from the store that they have an online store. You can just install it. It was like $10. I downloaded it, and they have multiplayer. So I've been playing people from all over the world.
So it's like Tetris, kind of.
It's Dr. Mario. You've never played fucking Dr. Mario?
Dr. Mario is fucking Tetris and Bejeweled mixed into one game.
Yeah, sure. How about this? It's a bottle filled with infections that you need to cure by scientifically.
It's a goddamn puzzle game.
Scientifically arranging pills of similar colors on top or on the side or underneath of these viruses. It's very scientific.
I get it.
So I've been hooked on it. And they start you out at a 5,000 rating, and you're at the fastest mode in the game. And I was doing pretty well for a while, but then I started dipping. You know, they put you up against people that are...
Wait, they start you at the highest level?
They start you at when you play multiplayer, you start off at the fastest speed the game has. And you're at a 5,000 point rating. And when you win, you get more. When you lose, they detract. And I was doing
That's
okay.
Amazing.
I was doing okay for a while. But then I started to lose. And I got into like 4,500. And then like 4,250. And then 4,000. Then I lost a couple more. And then I noticed that my next game was on like a very slow speed. And I was very used to the fast. I was so used to the fast that I was incredible at this slow speed game. Because we'd be playing all these people that are just stuck in the slowness. And then I lost about 2,000 fucking points because I refused to quit trying to beat this one person. And I got stuck deep into the slow league. So now I had a tremendous hole to dig my way out of. And I played, I don't know, like 500 games.
What?
I played 500 fucking games of Dr. Mario multiplayer. And this is about a year, maybe 2 years after the fucking thing was released. So every time you find a new competitor, it's like 5 minutes.
And then that guy's been playing for 2.5 years since the game has been released.
Any person on there is now playing, you know, a couple years after the release. So the community isn't as hot, okay, for the Wii Dr. Mario competitions online or whatever multiplayer games.
Oh, you got gamers left.
They're still in there. And you'll be able to get maybe 10, 20 games out of a person. And what you want to do is you want to stick them. You don't want to lose one fucking game to these people. Because, like any other...
I know what you
Like any other multiplayer experience, you can communicate. Good. You can communicate and you can shit talk. But it's Wii and it's international, so you can only pick from canned messages.
Yeah, so you gotta be like, suck my...
No, it's not even not that. Even. Not even that.
I went to suck. I think
if you really want to, you really like. For example, if you really want to get to somebody, and you want to really give them the business and dig into them and try to take them down a notch, you'll hit them with a neener neener. Oh, it's so fucking bad. You have no idea how many times I just want to say, "Fuck,
neener,
fuck you, fuck you, you little shit," and. You've probably played Wii. You've probably created your own little character.
My me. I have my me.
Yeah, you have your me. And it's usually like whatever name
it's me.
Put on there. And then you happen to use that when you're playing online. And the name carries forward. So like on mine, I created one for my dad. And his name is Dad. So if I was playing as my dad, it would say, hey,
yeah. Here
comes Dad. Ready to compete. Well, mine is Kenny. It says Kenny.
Kenny's here to fight you.
I've played some Billies. I've played some Dannys. All these little... And I'm thinking
it's
that...
Kenny and Danny in the final...
And I'm thinking, okay, I'm really angry at this person who's probably 8 years old. I'm really angry. And if I could speak to this person, I would tell them horrific things. And I would hope to ruin their night. Because they defeated me... at Dr. Mario. So I get so pissed, I scream, I fucking...
I seriously want to buy you an Xbox 360.
I have one!
Right now.
Dude, I fucking have one! And I'm stuck, I'm hooked on goddamn Dr. Mario.
I want to buy you a PS3 so it's free. You don't even have to pay to play online. You can talk to people.
I have Xbox Live. Dude, I fucking have it. Okay.
PS3, no, PS3. Oh, you have Xbox Live.
Yes,
so.
I don't right. need it.
Just good.
Well,
yeah.
Whatever you want me to get me off of Dr. Mario, it's not going to help. It's a drug, and I'm addicted, Steve. I can't be cured. I have to hit rock bottom.
You know it's Tetris rehashed.
I have to hit rock bottom, Steve, and I think I might have. I told you I was way deep into the slow leagues, and I played so many games the slow. Pace that I can chain my moves almost. I'm so good at it. I see the three pills that they have coming next. I know exactly what I'm going to do. I just fucking do it, and I'm really quick. And I was, you know, really gaining points. And for some reason, I got, you know, up in the upper 3,000s, and I won a couple games, and then my opponent left. And then I played another game. And all of a sudden, the game is fucking lightning fast. I had gotten 4,000 points, and I'm back in the fucking fast league, and I'm trying to catch up. I'm doing my fucking best. I have at this point, every game I'm playing, I would hit him right off the bat.
So much better now. It's 50 times faster, but 100 times better.
Sure, but the thing is, about the last 100 games, whenever I hit a new opponent, I'd hit them with the neener neener right away. And then after that, before they could reply, I'd hit him with an ouch.
It's like
so they have the word ouch that you can send, I guess, to express that you really felt that loss you took. But if you say it after you won, it's like you're being real shitty to them. So no, if you win and you write ouch, that means that's what they should be saying.
Or if you lose,
yeah.
Then it's an easy way out. So it's your easy out either way.
Sure. But I was so confident that right off the bat, neener, neener, ouch. And these people would be pissed. I could tell. Because they wouldn't send any messages. That's how you indicate you're pissed. You're not friendly. You don't say good game. You don't say, I am taking a break. Nothing. Yeah. So right now I'm in the fast league. And I'm doing all I can, and I got fucking housed. And you can tell you got really defeated by the number of viruses you have left. They start you off with, I don't know, maybe, let's say 18. I had only killed two, and I was dead. The person cleared their entire thing, and I had fucking, I'd only killed two because I fucked up. I misplaced all my shit. And then all of a sudden, I see a message, ouch, come at me from the winner of the game. And the person's name who defeated me after just, you know, hours of dominating this game. Me just fucking so confident every goddamn game, hours. The person who defeated me was named Grammy. Someone made a fucking meme for their grandmother, and I got beat by that person. I got beat soundly by fucking Grammy. Grammy kicked my fucking ass at goddamn Dr. Mario. And now...
this boy don't know how to cure
all I want,
Dr. Mario cancer.
All I want is to be able to tell her every terrible thing I could ever fucking imagine and hurt her. I could just want to hurt her. Steve, have you ever been so hooked on a game that all you want to do is is hurt? Yeah, is hurt someone's grandmother. But if that if you were playing against that grandmother and she defeated you, have you ever?
If it was in WoW, like I can understand. I've had like moments in I think only WoW where I've been so frustrated at people just totally destroying like something I've worked at in a video game.
See, my problem with WoW is that there's no loss. Like, you don't lose anything. Like, what do you lose? Time? That's it, though. You don't lose anything. There's no stakes.
Yeah, it's time. Yeah,
there's no stakes in the fucking game.
No, there isn't. That's why I never played like I cared. Like
why get good at WoW? Why? So you can do what? You can't just go into town and fucking murder everybody and steal all their stuff.
In Skyrim, you can do that.
But again, I learned that this game is a single-player game.
Yes.
It is
a single-player game, but you
not
can
for me.
Just kill everyone.
No
just
good.
Kill everybody.
Yeah, sure.
Everyone you see.
Sure, but it doesn't hurt people. And that's why when I play games online, I just told you, I need to know that when I win, it hurts somebody. Somebody else felt a little bit worse about themselves because I played them. But
well,
no.
You know what? Nah. Like I play games that have scores.
Yeah.
Like for that shit, games with scores, like you don't have games with scores anymore.
Yeah, well, I think the last one where a score was important was Wizard the movie when he got 50,000 Double Dragon. And it was like fucking amazing. Like this kid played the game.
Oh my god, are you ready for Super Mario Brothers 3?
Whoa!
You know what's funny?
What was funny?
I had a friend that, like, 2 months before the movie Wizard came out, his dad worked in Japan at a Nike factory, and he just, like, would bring home Nintendo games, and all you had to do to play the Japanese games on an American system was take the top off of the American system. So we learned we were about 7 or 8 years old. Had to take it off and then put in Super Mario Brothers 3. We nice. Beat it in Japanese.
And
two months before the goddamn movie came out, we saw the movie and we're like, yo, this movie is terrible.
I never saw that movie, and I really did want to see
Savage,
it back
yo.
Then.
Fred Savage.
Who was the wizard, though? Who was the actual wizard? It wasn't Fred Savage. He was just one of the kids that was in awe of the wizard. The wizard.
His brother was the autistic kid.
Yeah, who was like awesome at games, right?
Yeah, he was just like, yo, I'm autistic. I'm gonna.
He's like, yo, I'm autistic. You know how it is.
Like, how can you fight against an autistic kid in a video game?
I don't know.
You really think you're gonna beat an autistic kid? No, never.
It depends, dude. It depends. They have to really want to be good at that game. An autistic kid knows everything about the things that they love. They know every little detail, and they're excellent at that. But every other thing, it's like they're an A plus student in the things that they like, but they're a fucking D minus in every other thing. Every other aspect of life, they're a fucking solid D minus.
True.
Yeah.
I wouldn't want to fight.
Speaking of solid D minus students, I see you too. Is that a bad segue into a live?
Oh, that's a great segue.
ICU2.com. Listen, oftentimes you'll find yourself on the internet. You have your crop of Facebook friends, the people you follow on Twitter. Do you really want to communicate with these fucking people? Oh, the hilarious jokes when Kim Jong-il died. They're so great. Oh, and they're constant retweeting without using the retweet button. So good. These are the people you want to communicate with, right? Of course not. You want to go to ICU2.com. That's ICU2.com. It's free to try. You download it. You install it. You run it. Those are the steps. And then you'll be face-to-face with people from any place. No, not Ace of Base. You could listen to Ace of Base and see the reaction of joy from somebody who hears it because you're playing it for them. Steve, name a place on the planet right now. Name a country.
Rome, Italy.
That is a city. However, you did. You named a place, and I stand corrected. Because on ICU2, it's just as likely as you'd be talking to someone from Albany, New York, as it is Rome, Italy. Because you'd be face-to-face with them from any place. ICU2.com. Steve, I have a question for you.
Go for it.
Are you aware that I'm a homeowner?
You said homo. Yeah.
No, I'm not a bat. Thank you, by the way. Debit? Yeah, I am a homeowner. And I recently decided to just give up certain aspects of my dream, to give up on thinking that the bathroom is going to be a good bathroom.
You have to call it splurging.
Yeah, like I had a vision here that every room was going to become the room I wanted it to be instantly. Before I even moved in, I thought, well, I'm obviously, this is how it looks now, but when I move in, it's going to be all set. Well, then you move in, you're like, I'll do it while I, the bathroom will be rip out the vanity, replace the sink, all the tiles.
Sink, yeah.
So I realized none of this is getting done. Let's at least make it livable. So I went to the bathroom and I opened up the vanity, which we weren't using as that. It was just fucking a stockpile of light bulbs stored there, candles, baby wipes, like nothing really useful, like no spare toilet paper. God help you if you're stuck on the toilet with a shit halfway out of you and no toilet paper. Or you're in the shower and you have no more soap. You have to fucking go to the garage to get anything. You have to go to the fucking closet downstairs. So I decided to make it more useful. And going through all the shit that we just shoved into this in the drawers and underneath the sink, I find these like hair clips and combs, and I found one of these like little personal shavers. And I'm looking at it, and I'm thinking, well, this is fucking weird. Like, why would Amanda buy this? And I'm like, you know, is this really the best way to tackle that problem? Is this really the best possible way? It was one of those...
I would be straight up, yeah, what's this?
Yeah, so, I mean, she wasn't around, and I was just doing this and because I was fed up with it. And I'm looking at this thing for a while, and I take it apart, the battery, I just twist it around, take the cap off. I'm looking like, oh, it's got all fucking gunk in it. I'm picking it out with my nails and stuff. And it's the type of little personal shaver that they had on infomercials about like 7 years ago, where it was like that little tiny one. And they're like, yeah, you could shave everything with this. The precision microfiche fucking little thing. And it was like a little fast vibrating thing. I guess you could really... make a perfect Puerto Rican strap beard.
Wow.
For yourself. Like, it was like one of those things. And I'm thinking, wow, why would she have this? And whatever. She has it. Okay. So I tried to turn it on. It didn't turn on. I'm like, I'll go get her some new batteries. I picked out all the little gunk with my nails and shit. And I just kind of stood it up next to her shit. next to her like bag of makeup or whatever. And she gets home. I'm like, hey, check out the bathroom. And I found your shaver, too. And by the way, keep
what?
Him up. And she goes, yeah, okay. I'm like, yeah. You never told me you bought one of these. And I pulled it out. And she goes, what is that? I said, this is like your little trimmer fucking thing. I don't know. It's stupid. I don't know why you would even get it. This is like, this is just an infomercial thing. She goes, well, yeah, I don't know why I would have gotten it either. So, yeah, why did you get it? She said, I didn't.
Please expand.
She said, I didn't. I didn't. That's not mine. And I know I never fucking bought one. And then since I know I didn't buy one and she didn't buy one, I found out that this was a previous owner's personal trimmer.
By how many years?
25
to 30.
Well, I don't know, but it's from somebody else, and the people that lived there before are disgusting. And this thing is, you use it for hard to reach places. And not only that, let's just, you know, that's what it is. For hard to reach little crevices and nooks and shit. You don't have a skilled hand, so you just put it in your fucking dick and your taint and on your fucking balls and your little fucking old woman labia. So now I'm just really grossed out. And then I'm realizing I just took this fucking thing apart like I'm a fucking sharpshooter in the fucking Marines. I had it all the parts laid razor. Out. All the parts are laid out on the tile. I was fucking cleaning it. I ate a sandwich afterwards with unwashed hands.
There are many like it, but this is mine.
Yeah, it was named Charlene. It's just fucking disgusting. I've never been so fucking skeeved out. I just looked at her and go, I cleaned it! I cleaned it! And she had no fucking sympathy for me, and I started taking it apart to show her.
She's like, why did you clean
it? I thought it was yours! I thought it was hers, and it was like old lady shaver. Old lady electronic fucking Duracell battery shaver. Who knows if the thing's been just put in because it shakes. It's a little shaky. Maybe she wants to get a fucking thrill because her fat husband couldn't fucking move. Couldn't be bothered to go to the closing because he's got fucking log legs. Yeah, I was completely fucking skeeved out. I didn't know what to do, so I clipped my nails. And I took scalding water and burned my fucking hands with it and threw the thing in the garbage.
I've done that.
Who the fuck leaves that shit in there? And not only that, I didn't fill this fucking cabinet, okay? Who fucking sees something in there and just throws other stuff on top of it? Absolutely fucking hideous. They're fucking, and I guarantee you it's for pubes. I guarantee, or even what's okay. Let's be honest here, Steve. What is worse? And this might seem like an obvious question. What's worse?
All right, go.
Old lady using it to tame her pubes, or old lady using it to tame her mustache and face hair. What's worse?
To tame her pubes.
You think that's worse, right?
No. What's worse?
What's worse?
Mustache and pubes. Hmm. Or mustache and whatever you said after that.
Face hair.
Oh, yes. That's worse.
Why is it worse?
Because she doesn't need it to train to tame the rest of her.
That might have been a one-time occurrence. There's no old lady that's fucking keeping it good down there. They give up. She might have just been curious because there was a new purchase. Maybe she did it once. But that thing's near her fucking crusty milk lips. She's got like old like moisturizer that wasn't rubbed in.
I'm not saying you should use her shaver. She's done.
Well, I was just wondering. No, I mean, I put new batteries in
her. You're hypothetical.
Started up like a charm.
I know.
I wrote I love you in my fucking happy trail. No, I didn't do. I just cleaned it, and I figured, you know what? Fuck her. Let her get batteries. And I displayed it proudly, like this is something you purchased. No, it wasn't hers. It was used to scrape fucking hair and milk crust off of old lady lips. hopefully the facial lips.
Oh, I'm sorry, Ken. But you know what? I just thought of something.
What's that?
What if you're being misled?
If I'm being misled and that's actually hers?
Yes.
Well, then I'm relieved. I hope it's hers. I hope it was hers.
That's worse than, like, an old lady leaving it in the wall?
No, it's obviously the old lady leaving it and me having fucking cleaned it like it was an heirloom. That's the worst. I put this shit in Antiques Roadshow condition. Fucking scraped out.
So you found
every little fucking gunk.
You took like the oil and you took like the little scrubbing brush.
It's a really really tiny blade. I took my like between each little tine is like a fingernail width, and I fucking went like with my fingernail. So I obviously got something under my nails, and then I fucking didn't even think twice and ate a sandwich with my bare hands. I didn't wash my fucking hands because it was the weekend. So
was it a turkey bravo from Panera?
It was a fuck me steak from Panera.
All right.
And it had a little bit of a sourdough taste. Pretty good. Pretty goddamn good. I am a homeowner, Steve, and I'm having some work done. A homeowner! Get over it! Get over it, Steve! I'm a homeowner, and I'm trying to tie up some loose ends from the home inspection. There was a problem with our roof.
Homeowner society?
No, I don't have one of those. Okay, enough with the words that begin with home. Okay? House, place, my fucking shay, nice shack! Hey, this ain't a bad shack you got. Shut up, you fucking jerk off. It's a house. Not a bad shack. Shut up. It's a lot of scratch. I used to fucking say that all the time.
Scratch.
Like I'm wearing suspenders and a fucking tilted hat. It's a lot of scratch. What a fucking jerk off I was. Anyway. Yeah. Oh, I don't know. I don't think I got that kind of scratch. Oh, shut up. Like I'm twirling a fucking watch on a chain.
And you love that idea.
Ha-cha-cha! Jesus Christ. So, Steve, I'm a homeowner.
And what have you done in that time?
I've gotten in touch with a couple roofers. Because during the home inspection, a year-ish, 2 years, whenever we got the house, there was some part of the roof that needed to be addressed. Nothing major. But we left it, so we need to get it done. Whatever was rotting is now rotted at this point. And it's like a fascia board. We just need to get it reflashed, sealed up, fascia. Put a new board on there. Fucking fascia board. You know, you get it, fucking take your
take your fucking fascia.
Get your fucking waters off there. Yeah. Anyway, so we... So what I did was I got a couple of roofers to come by and give me some estimates, and I made appointments. And the second one, the first one was like, yeah, sure, we're very knowledgeable about drain leak diagnosing leaks, and you know we'll do a great job for you. Just want to come out, check it, and I got to be there, you know, pretty early because you know this time of year we don't get a lot of daylight. Okay, great. I'll come by on my lunch break. You can come. Okay, great. Get a call from this other guy.
Sound pro.
I can't wait. He's coming by tomorrow. I got a call from one of the other guys, and during the scheduling part of this, the guy I asked what time could I expect you. The guy said, "I don't really know. I've got some other jobs." And I said, no. "Well, I'm trying to plan my day. What time could I expect to have to be there?" He goes, "You know, like high noon." The guy said high noon.
High noon.
Like we're gonna fucking draw revolvers on each other. So he says, I'm like, okay, so like noonish. Yeah. And he runs down like how to get to my house, like makes me give him turn by turn directions, which I just think is like, okay, maybe he's just really old. He's been at this a while, refuses to adapt. And get some GPS thing. He's one of those old school guys. He knows his shit. Okay. And after I give him all the directions, he's like, yeah, I got it. Okay, good. Now, and this is what he said to you. Now, you got a ladder? I have a fucking ladder, okay? I do. But the last thing I'm going to do is have this fucking guy climb up on my ladder and fucking take a dive off the top into the hedges and say, hey, you fucking ladder! I said, no, I don't have a fucking ladder. I don't have any ladder.
I don't have a ladder for contractors. I'm
yeah, I don't have a ladder. And he goes, oh, because it would be really so much easier just to take the car over, you know, and not have to bring a ladder. I said, yeah, I guess it would be easier to fix and take a look at fixing my roof without a ladder. I don't understand. Why wouldn't you bring a ladder? You know, sometimes, you know, people have their own ladder. Okay, sure, you know what? Perfect. Sometimes people have their own ladder. Okay, great. I'll see you Monday at high noon, whenever that is. Just give me a half hour window of time, please, so I could, you know, make the arrangements and be there.
Yeah, no 3 problem. O'clock
no eye. Problem. Guy calls me up Monday. He's like, listen, it's going to be later on. The job's running long. I'll see you between 4:30 and 5 o'clock. I'm thinking, okay, yeah, sure, no problem. That's even better because I can. I went in early, so I can get right out of work and come home. And yeah. Well, it's that time of year. The first roofer called it. 5 o'clock rolls around. It's pitch goddamn dark. It's night at this point.
Black.
At black, Steve. Black.
I know.
Yeah.
I know.
You know.
Go on. Keep
Some going. People out there know, but I'm not going to get into it.
Shawnee Murphy will know.
He loves that. Every day he says that.
I know that. He does. I know he says black.
So, anyway, it's black outside. And, they roll up, two guys. I didn't know it was going to be two dudes, but okay, whatever. I can't even see his face because it's just dark. I shake the guy's hand. He goes, yeah, I'm Joe, and this is my brother. And I hear, in the background. Just, he goes, he's getting a ladder. Like that. I'm like, oh, good, you got one. Great.
That's what it means.
Yeah. Oh, because when he called me to confirm, he's like, yeah, don't worry. I got a little ladder. I'm good. And I'm thinking, you have a little ladder. What the fuck are you going to do? I have a
little ladder.
I don't live in a shed. Like, I have another story. A little ladder, like, depends on your definition of little. So anyway, he's able to use it. Now they're just standing on my lawn talking to me. And I said, okay, are you going to go on the roof and take a look? He's like, yeah, we will. Hold on. You know, have you find it yet? You find it? Charles, you find it yet?
Nah, I didn't find it yet. I can't look. I'm looking for it.
Hey, Ken, you wouldn't happen to have a flashlight, would you?
Nah, guy. Sorry.
I said, you know, I might have a flashlight. I might have. I wanted to get the fucking guy off my lawn, because here's the deal. I said, yeah, it'd be great because it'd be after work, but I didn't get to work early. So I now have to go back to work to make up the fucking time and then work and then come back home. So every minute I'm here with this fucking jerk off is another minute I need to spend at work. So I really want to get this fucking shit done. So I'm like, okay, man, do we have a flashlight? She's like, yeah, I was just about to wrap it. It was going to be in someone's stocking. I said, well, can you just give it to me? She's like, fine, sure. Will this work? And she shines it. It's got like a little side light
all
thing.
Right,
and
on.
Works. Looks good enough. I handed it to the guy. I said, look, this is a gift. I'm not, you can't take the plastic off. It's just, this is how it is. This is the only flashlight we have. He's like, oh no, this will work great. He goes, Charlie, you don't need a flashlight. We got a flashlight. All right, I was looking for it. I was going to find it. And he starts climbing up the fucking... He takes the ladder and just tilts it up against the roof. and it's crooked, and he's climbing up this thing, and each step, it looks like the ladder. Like, it, to me, maybe I'm projecting on what's actually happening, but it looks like it's slipping a little bit. And he's like, Charlie, you got me!
Charlie
runs over and starts holding the ladder. And now I'm thinking, okay, this is where he's gonna fall into the fucking arborvitae and say he can't move his back. He can't fucking twist. I can't do a trunk twist, Charlie! It's because of these steps! So he finally makes his way up there, and I remember the home inspector said, it has to be reflashed, it's got to be sealed up, and you just replace the fascia board, and get once the flashing's up there and everything's replaced, it'll be fine. Flashing, ceiling, fascia. Guy gets up there, he's like, oh, everything looks great. Everything except what you described looks great. There's some moss here. There's some moss we got to remove.
Up in the fascia.
We got to remove the moss. And, yeah, I see what you're talking about here. So then he ambles down the fucking ladder. And then he kind of just... Charlie takes the fucking ladder away. And now we're standing just looking at the house. And he's like, so what are you looking to... And I'm thinking, what? I say, what? He goes, I mean, it's a little bit of work, a little materials. We're going to do the bend the flashing to divert the water. We're going to remove the moss. We're going to take a new board and paint it and put it up there. I said, are you going
to live here or what?
And I said, are you going to reflash it and seal it? You don't even really need that. You don't even need that. This guy's looking at it in midnight darkness with no full moon and a keychain flashlight. The guy who saw it at fucking at with 12 o'clock sun said it needed to be reflashed, but this guy had such a keen eye and work experience.
Oh, he knows better.
He knows better than that. And I'm like, oh, okay, sure, yeah, sure. He's like, so I'm thinking 575. Is that, do you think that's a good price? And I said, wait. I said, are you asking me if that's, you think, if that should be your price? Are you just, and I said.
Are you going to be more like, I
said to him,
guy?
I said, did you just, like, make that up? He goes, oh, no, we did a job similar to this. It was about 575, a little bit.
Yeah.
And I said, okay, you know what? Well, let me think about it. Guy who asked to borrow my roofer, who asked to borrow my fucking ladder, borrowed my flashlight and is unsure about his pricing. Let me think about it. Totally fine. Let me know either way.
Just give me a figure.
The fact, show me your figures. You know, show me a number.
Give me a figure. It doesn't matter.
And he left me a voicemail today. I'm not going to listen to it. I'm never going to call the fucking dude. I hope that's enough of an idea that he didn't get this. That is so fucking insulting to say you're a roofer and ask to borrow a fucking ladder.
A roofer.
I'm a roofer. I go up on roofs.
You gotta be a roofer. You can't be a roofer. Yeah. Then you're from fucking New Jersey.
Yeah.
You gotta be a roofer.
A roofer.
I do a roofer in fucking New England.
New England.
New Jersey. Long Island. I'm a roofer.
My goodness. My goodness gracious, Steve. It's a nightmare. Hopefully the guy tomorrow is okay.
What, tomorrow?
Yeah, I got another roofer coming out to give me an estimate. Tomorrow, hopefully he gets to look at it in the sun. That's really what I want when someone's assessing the job, is them to be able to do it with a light. To see what they need to do with human eyes and not,
I think you're,
and not raccoon sight.
Game.
What?
I think you're like already ahead of the game.
What, by ruling one roofer out?
No, for having the guy over in the daytime.
Yeah, that might be it. But the other guy was supposed to be around at high noon. Does that sound fucking nighttime to you? Sounds like high noon, highest point in the sky. Anyway,
high noon is like the sun is going down. It's going to cast some weird shadows. No, yeah. Fuck all that.
Fuck it. Absolutely fuck it. It's something you say when you have no idea what time you're going to show up. Like, yeah, so what time are you going to show up? I'm thinking, you know, after the couple jobs we got. Oh, that's not really a good answer because I don't really know about your jobs. So, like, what time can I expect you? High noon? Is that just, are you like referring to 12 o'clock or just a time higher than noon? Because that's what it meant. That's what it ended up meaning. So if anybody ever says they're going to be around by high noon, just expect them after noon.
So it's like 10 a.m.?
And before next noon.
Yeah. So it's like 10 a.m., 11 a.m.?
Yeah, exactly. And Goatweed is very wise. He says if they're this lazy for the estimate, imagine how long the actual job is going to take. Oh, you got so much rot up here. Because everything was beautiful in the nighttime. Oh, everything here looks good. And I've seen my roof. My roof is shitty. I've got a year max.
Looked good last night.
Yeah, oh, yeah. You know, you get, you know, filtered moonlight is the best way to see a fucking roof. Overcast evening moon is the best way to illuminate a roof. That's what I like to do.
I made a whole concierge circular. Out of filtered moonlight.
Yeah.
But nobody saw it but me one night.
Yeah, I should have pretended the personal trimmer was a flashlight. And tell him, yeah, you know, you gotta just put it really close to your mouth and suck on the razor part. Just really just lick it. It's human saliva that powers it. And then put it in your eyes, you stupid fuck. Anyway, Steve, I think that's gonna wrap it up for this week.
Yeah.
I hope everybody enjoyed this show and also our bonus episode that was posted Monday, yesterday, episode 323. This is 324. 324. Download everything we've ever done at DJNewStyleShow.com. That's DJNewStyleShow.com. Don't forget to check out the other Heroes Talk shows, Geeks of Rage at GeeksOfRageShow.com and Hate Us Talk.com. Thank you everybody for tuning in. Subscribe to our podcast on iTunes. Leave a comment. Rate us up, god damn it. Encourage others to do the same. And if you'd be so kind, and if you're so inclined, like us on Facebook, facebook.com/the DJ New Style Show. Steve, is there anything? facebook.com/the DJ New Style Show.
Oh, anyway,
yeah, that's Facebook. You just don't know what you're saying. Steve, is there anything you'd like to say in signing off?
Sucking and jiving you.
I would like to say Merry Christmas, even to the Jews. Because as I said last time,
tonight.
I don't know anything about your holiday, but I hope it's well.
It's not my holiday, but it's a holiday.
Yes, it is. Steve, Merry Christmas to you. You son of a bitch.
Happy fucking holidays.
No. Merry Christmas.
Happy holidays.
Okay. Happy Diwali.
You know what? Diwali's over.
Well, fuck that! I'm gonna burn a candle and...
My bros in the Diwali shop don't even make good, what is it? Dosa anymore. Diwali's over.
Sons of bitches. Up. Anyway, yeah. Steve, we're trying to wrap this up.
Keep going. Do it.
Thank you very much. Have a good night. Eat our shit and suck our dicks. Yes.